came on the right morning. A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Brachas Yud Beis, Brachas 12b, pagination page 24. Towards the bottom of the page, in the wide lines, towards the middle of the wide lines, the first words on the line are Rabbeinu Lo Haskinon. And then we begin with Parshas Tzitzis. Go to the beginning of the line.
You said Rabbeinu...
Rabbeinu Lo Paskinon.
Yeah.
And then we begin Parshas Tzitzis. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our discussion for today, very focused on useful perspective, is why is Parshas Tzitzis the third of the Parshios of Shema? When we come to Tefillin, let's say, why do you have four Parshios in your Tefillin? It's very easy, because any Parsha that says, Ukshartem la'osa yodecha v'ayulata tafos b'ynecha, it says in that section, and this section shall be bound to your arm and as Tefillin to your head, so that's a section that has to be in Tefillin. And then it was just a question of, according to our tradition, what's the order? But it's very clear which ones, the starting point of the mitzvah is obvious. The same thing when it comes to mezuzah. How do you know that those two sections go in mezuzah? Because the two sections of Torah that say, Uchasavta ma mezuzos beisecho uvisharecho, you should write these two, this section on the mezuzah, on the doorpost, and the two sections that say that are the two sections that are going to be in Torah. What's the order? Fine, so however your tradition works. But the basics, the starting point of the mitzvah is obvious. When it comes to Shema, Shema also, the first two paragraphs are very clear. They say, B'shachbecha uv'kumecha, when you lay down, when you go to sleep, and when you wake up. It's also very clear. Where does the parsha of Tzitzis come to be included in what we call Shema? That you say, not just two paragraphs, but you say three paragraphs in order to fulfill your mitzvah, evening and morning. Now, to be fair, the Gemara discusses that there's another consideration called Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, which has to be mentioned. And therefore, since Tzitzis has at its end, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceichi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim to be for you for a God. So it is one of the eligible paragraphs to be incorporated in Shema for the purpose of doing this other mitzvah called Yitzias Mitzrayim, remembering that we left Mitzrayim. Still, one wonders, Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a different mitzvah. So just every other mitzvah gets tacked on to Shema, because it also has to be done every day? What exactly is the connection that Tzitzis somehow became an integral part of Shema? And the answer, as the Gemara will explain right now, is that Tzitzis has many indicators that make it much more powerful than simply another mitzvah. What you did in the first parshiyos of Shema was acknowledge that Hashem is the king, and that we're supposed to study His Torah, we're supposed to do His Torah, and in the second paragraph of Shema, we're actually told about the exile from Israel if you don't keep the mitzvahs. What naturally comes after that is a mitzvah of a practical nature that will encompass all other mitzvahs, because Shema is not just a theoretical pursuit, a study of history, it's supposed to be a real life experience with Hashem. There's nothing more powerful than remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, where you were slaves to a dictator for his own purposes, and now you are taken as Avdei Hashem, slaves to Hashem. But slaves to Hashem is a very different concept. It's not slaves for the benefit of the dictator. Slaves for your own good. More like a coach. Hashem is trying to bring out the best in you. So you may say to your coach, you're a slave driver, but you know good and well that's not what you mean, because he's bringing the best out of you. And when you win the Olympic medal, you understand why he pushed you. And that's the role of the parsha of Tzitzis. It is the all-encompassing mitzvah that's going to make the first two paragraphs practical. Let's look at the text of the Gemara. Parsha Tzitzis mepnei makavua. Why did they put the parsha of Tzitzis as part of Shema? Om Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva said, mepnei sheyesh ba chamisha devarim, because there are five significant things in Shema. On the margin, they say really it's supposed to be six, because if you do the count, the Marsha says that two of these are kind of combined. We'll see if we have time for that or not. But there's a significant number of things that are included in the Parsha of Shema. Number one, mitzvah tzitzis. Tzitzis, which is a biggie, because it reminds you about all the other mitzvahs. So it's like a mitzvah that doesn't just represent itself, it represents all the mitzvahs. And we remember, because if you take the gematria of tzitzis plus the knots plus the strings, you end up with 613. Yetzias Mitzrayim. It has the mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which, as we mentioned in our introduction, is not just remembering a historical moment. It's contrasting servitude in this world, whether it's for your benefit or for the benefit of the other guy. Ol mitzvahs, the yoke of mitzvahs, the responsibility. V'da'as minim, the concept of people who stray from Torah, and that you shouldn't do that. Hiru ravera, contemplating sin, particularly immorality. V'hiru avodah zarah, and thinking about avodah zarah. So the Gemara explains. Bishlam ahani t'las, three of them I understand right away. I know exactly what you mean. Mefarshon, they're clear. Ol mitzvos tichsiv uri'isem oso uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You should see the tzitzis, and that's why it's a minig to look at the tzitzis during this parsha. And you'll remember all the mitzvos Hashem, and the pasuk ends off, fa'asisem osam, and you will do them. So I understand the concept as it's written in the parsha of tzitzis to remind me about all the mitzvos. Tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis itself, there's one real practical mitzvah that's clearly listed, tichsiv v'asulam tzitzis. It says, make for yourselves tzitzis on the corners of your garment. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Exodus from Mitzrayim, tichsiv asherotzesi, that's the last pasuk, it clearly says, leaving Mitzrayim. The Gemara continues, ela da'as minim, where does it say the concept of straying from Torah? Hiru avera, contemplating avera, v'hiru avodah zarah, and contemplating avodah zarah, minolon, where does it say that? Tetanya, let's learn it through the psukim. Acharei levavchem, when it says that you shouldn't stray after your heart, what kind of heart's desire are we referring to? And that's what's called zuminus. This is straying from Torah. The concept of minus is very sophisticated. It's a person who may very well say, I still believe in Hashem. But he starts also believing in all kinds of other things simply to justify his behavior. Minus, in one example, was one form of Christianity where they acknowledge that there is a God. But in addition to that, we believe that you could abrogate the Old Testament and come out with a New Testament. That would be an example of this, what's described as minus. Likewise, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik had a fascinating conversation with one of the Talmidim of Volozhin. The man came over to him and said, I have serious questions about Judaism. And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's response was, did you have these questions before you stopped wearing tefillin or after you stopped wearing tefillin? And the guy says, after I stopped wearing tefillin, I came up with all these questions. So Reb Chaim said, well, then they're not questions, they're answers on your behavior. It's that you needed to do whatever you needed to do. You stopped wearing tefillin, you stopped keeping kosher, and now you have serious questions about Judaism to justify your behavior. That's minus. He still believes in Hashem, but with qualifications in order to justify my behavior. That's like a deviant thing, similar to what Eliyahu HaNavi described as Shnei Hasseifim, you're sitting on the fence. The Gemara continues, Acharei Einechem, after your eyes, Zehir Avera, that's when we let our eyes stray and look at improperly dressed women, at even properly dressed women, but to look at someone else's wife in envy. That's the eyes have that power. Shenema Vayom Shimshon al Aviv, Shimshon told his father, Osa Kachli, take that woman for me, Kihi Yashara Be'enai, because it's good in my eyes. So there's good eyes that we know, good eyes, a person's good judgment. And then there's bad eyes, where you look at the person and you come to a conclusion, I want that. Atam zonim, straying, zahir avodah zarah, that means contemplating avodah zarah, v'chenim omer, v'yiznu acharei ha-ba'olim, they wandered after the ba'olim, which was a form of idol worship. Now, in terms of the 5, 6, how many are listed here? So you go through the number, you'll see really there's 6 listed. The Marsha says that straying by way of minus, justifying your behavior, and straying by way of avodah zarah, which is idol worship, he says are really like the same in the enumeration. It could be it's only listing 5, but it's 2 nuances in the 5. Or again, you could look on the margin and it says 6. So the text could be 6, because there are 6. Once we know that this parasha of Tzitzis is chosen because it's the normal continuation of Shema and accepting Hashem's sovereignty in a practical way, so Chazal tell us that if you count the words of Shema, you could do this for homework, you'll come up with 248, because there are 248 limbs in the person, and it protects the person on all dimensions. If you'll actually do the count, you'll see you're short 3, and that's the source that the Chazan says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and if you're not davening with a minyan, you're not going to get Hashem Elokeichem Emes, then it's proper to say the words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, Hashem is the trustworthy God, before you start, and that's the way you get your full 248. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.